Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 2.
Glacier Retreat. Global temperatures are rising as a result of carbon emissions, which trap greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. One of the first things to be affected by global warming is the large masses of ice known as glaciers. The higher temperatures not only cause the glaciers to melt, they reduce the snowfall as well. Glaciers are formed when snow gets compressed under more snow and the lower layer of snow freezes, creating a large mass of ice. If some of the surface of the glacier melts during warmer weather, that's okay, as long as more snow falls to replace what was lost. But sustained warmer temperatures mean that more ice is melting and less snow is falling. So the glacier cannot sustain its mass. In other words, it shrinks. We call this phenomenon glacier retreat because as the mass gets smaller, it seems to be retreating. Why do receding glaciers have scientists and environmentalists so concerned? First of all, most of the Earth's supply of fresh water comes from glaciers. The normal melting of glaciers during seasons of warmer temperatures provides fresh water to people, animals, and plants. If the glaciers are not able to sustain their mass, there will be less fresh water available for people to drink and use for raising crops. This could spell disaster for human populations around the world. Furthermore, while the disappearance of glaciers would mean diminished fresh water supplies, the process of this disappearance is causing floods and rising water levels. Most glaciers are located at higher elevations because of the colder temperatures found there. So, when the ice melts, gravity propels the water downward via rivers and streams. More melting means more water is entering the river system, which may be unable to bear the increased volume, thus resulting in flooding. The ecosystem is out of equilibrium, disrupting life for all of the people and animals reliant on the water supply. Once the water reaches the sea, it raises the water level, threatening settlements located in coastal areas. In addition, seawater can get into the groundwater supply, further diminishing fresh water supplies as the seawater contaminates the fresh water with salt. Floods and rising water levels are displacing thousands of people, and the trend is expected to continue. In addition to destroying settlements and forcing people to relocate, the melting of glaciers will destroy the farms that once relied on them for irrigation. This presents a looming problem for the world's food supplies, as the disappearance of arable land diminishes food supplies for millions. Furthermore, the disruption to the ecosystem affects fish and other animals. For example, corals rely on sunlight, and as the water level rises, their exposure to sunlight decreases. Fish that feed on the corals face reduced food supplies, and their numbers decline, adversely affecting the fish, birds, and animals that feed on them. The accelerated loss of glaciers, itself caused by global warming, compounds the effects of global warming. Glaciers absorb about 20% of the sun's heat and reflect the rest back. But when they disappear, the earth below that gets exposed, absorbing 80% of the sun's heat and only reflecting 20% back. So the Earth's temperature increases, making the problem worse. Projections for the future are daunting, as demand for water is expected to increase as population grows and as temperatures rise. Glacial retreat is perhaps one of the most prominent indications that an environmental catastrophe is on the horizon. It is likely in the next few decades, according to experts.